What's the story, Inverurie? Wouldn't you like to know?
Alvin Dieffer's plan to celebrate 40 years.
Irate with your T8? Lacon has the answer.
But what does it all mean? The Hutton BGS bit.
Children of Hutton, and some adults, will be delighted to hear that family-favourite Inverurie Station is set to return to Holovid projectors later this year. For those of you who have been living in a cave, stranded on a desolate planet since the 3290s, Inverurie Station follows the day-to-day activities of the locals on a fictional independent outpost. You can once again follow the antics of Eric the Engineer as he develops improved multi-cannons with increased penetration and meets lots of lovely commanders. Do you need a lift somewhere? Well, Eddie McSeedy is ready with his Apex bus and an opinion about how he would have run the Fargoid War and had the whole thing wrapped up by Christmas 3306. Have a blether with Sandy Street, who can get all the good things from progenitor cells to illegal tobacco to performance enhancers. And we all remember when she teamed up with Percy Pocket to go on the rob all through the social hub. Joan the clone is back too. Well, a clone of her is. She's sure to be a favourite with her hilarious catchphrase, "They decanted me from the tank too early." Sadly, one character will not be returning in this new series. Peter Plump, the red-faced, wheezy security officer, has had other commitments, mainly sewing mailbags and peeling potatoes since his arrest for possession of 17 tons of narcotics, and will not be available for filming. Inverurie Station is due to return in the autumn.
The Hutton Orbital Truckers, led by none other than Alvin Dieffer himself, are pulling out all the stops to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Pilots Federation, making space accessible to us all. The festivities include the plan to deliver a Hutton Orbital mug, a bottle of Centauri Mega Gin, and a bottle of Levin Brandy to every uninhabited landable body in known space. The mission will cure the galaxy of mods and sobriety once and for all. The final details of this plan are still being drawn up, as some have raised questions about achievability, and some clever dick saying it would take all the truckers combined rather a long time to get the 250 billion systems. But we think it can be done. A party will be held to launch the event. A massive holographic display will project classic moments from the last 40 years, including a real-time screening of the now famous Hutton Run, pre-SEO Drive. The highlight of the event will be the Zero Gravity Dance-Off, featuring some of the most talented truckers showing off their moves in their Remlock suits. It is hoped that one Commander Vantion will wow the crowd with his rendition of the Lacon Shuffle, a dance that has become a staple of at Hutton Orbital office parties. There will also be a Hutton Mug Toss, which will see commanders competing to see who can throw a Hutton mug the farthest in zero gravity. The results are expected sometime in the next millennia, when all the mugs have either collided with asteroids, been scooped up by pirates, or experimented on by Thargoids. A source close to Alvin has quoted him as saying, "It's been an incredible journey these past 40 years. We've seen the galaxy change in ways we could never have imagined in those early days, but one thing has remained constant, the camaraderie and spirit of the Hutton Orbital Truckers. Here's to another 40 years of adventure and, of course, mugs." Woof! Or something like that. It can be difficult to translate the barks.
Lakon Spaceways has issued a recall notice for Type 8 transporters. Pilots are advised to take their ships to the nearest shipyard where hull panels around the vehicle hatch will be replaced. The recall addresses an issue commanders have experienced when attempting to return their SRVs to the vehicle bay. Low-hanging panels have caused issues where pilots have lost the dual repeater from the top of their SRV. One pilot lost a roof box of laundry, and a crew of pirates had to manually hand up their booty through the cargo hatch. Lakon have received numerous claims for damaged items, including Security Force's orange flashy lights, two mountain bikes, Granny in a rocking chair, Danger low bodywork sign, a pizza slice sign, a roof rack with a space tent, a GU-37 fighter, and two kayaks. On some occasions, pilots had to disembark from their SRV, board the ship, and abandon the surface vehicle, which has caused issues for delivery companies such as Postal Wombat, Just Gorge, and eBay, which miraculously survived the great packing tape shortage of 3280. I suppose people just like buying other people's old stuff. One pilot on a very low gravity moonlet attempted to lift their ship using helium balloons, but this worked a little too well, and they had to call an Apex to get themselves home. A spokesperson for Lakon said, "While there may be some issues surrounding the vehicle hatch, we are addressing this and will have it fixed before you losers in the media even know." Oh, crap.
Welcome to Hutton's BGS Bit, where we take a look at the political machinations and market trends affecting the 51 systems where Hutton has a presence, laser focused through the lens of someone who really hasn't got a clue what's going on. Well, it's all pretty quiet and sensible at the top end of the influence chart, with only Lighten 145-141 and Wise 0855-0714 over the 60% limit. There are booms in Trepin, Hill Pass E, Wolf 562, Y Eridani, Wolf 359, Gnui, 36 Ophiuchi, and Barnard Star. Look, I don't know what you lot are up to, but just pack it in, okay? You're freaking me out with all this sensibleness. Finally, some breaking news, some big breaking news. There is a huge election going on in Van Manen Star this week, and we really should get involved. It's against the mad monks of the Sublime Order of Van Manen Star, so unless you like eating organic turnip, getting up at 4 a.m. to chant OM for 12 straight hours and no telly, then I suggest those with permits get to work and win this one. Actually, we do have elections across two of our other systems this week. Democracy. In Move 25, we are up against the Earth Defence Fleet. They are another player group, but unlike Hutton, they don't seem to be respecting our management of the system in LHS 3. Oh, our management of the system, so that's Move 25. In LHS 3531, Seas is pitched against the Gilgamesh Core Orbital Protection, where we have the chance of winning our first facility in the system. There's an There is an STD outbreak in Minge Cut. It's a standard outbreak in Minge Cut, which, to be fair, probably does involve an STD. But what does it all mean? Well, if you want to truck it, then I reckon it's all about those elections. We don't want to lose those facilities in Van Manen Star. If we get kicked out of there, then there's no way back, because it's a permit system and no one is allowed to expand into those anymore. In Move 25, we don't want the Earth Defence Fleet to get a foothold and begin undermining us. And peaceful missions and trade to Hutton ports help us to win those elections. If you want to shoot it, then Vicarious will point you towards the next Titan on the list. Although I don't think there are many of those left now. And that's it for this week's Hutton BGS Bit.